Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
Not coming from Brent Veach and Andy Reid, and it's not coming from Sean McVay. It's coming from the Cleveland Browns. And yeah. You're seeing exactly
you know
what
why
people
it's not,
outside of Cleveland
you know,
think of the Browns, outside of Browns.
You know
fans.
Why it's not coming from those guys? Because they didn't draft him. They didn't want him to begin with. This was the one team that wanted him, and they're telling you he's behind. Maybe it's not a grand conspiracy. Maybe everybody is right, and the Shador fans, you wackos. Maybe it's your guy is just not ready. Maybe you got to come to grips with it.
The Ken Carmen Show with Anthony Lima on Apple Podcasts, Spotify, and wherever you get your podcasts.
Hey everyone, I'm Josh Radner, and I am so excited to tell you about How We Made Your Mother, a rewatch podcast looking back at How I Met Your Mother. And I'm here with Craig Thomas, who co-created the show along with Carter Bays. Hi, Craig.
Hey, Josh. Somehow it has been 20 years since the show premiered. I'm going to check the math on that. 10 years since it went off the air, and we thought that made this a perfect time to look back, see what the hell we did, and why the show still seems to resonate with fans around the world today.
Follow and listen to How We Made Your Mother wherever you get your podcasts.
The lovely Rochelle, Doran's lady, going to give birth today to a baby. We don't know if it's a boy or a girl. I think we need to predict the length. I think we need to predict the weight. Yeah. I think we need to predict the gender. And then the loser has to buy like a month's worth of diapers or something.
We should do the diapers anyway.
Yeah, that'd be good friendship.
You know what you said was very redundant.
What do you mean?
Going to give birth today to a baby. Like, giving birth to what else? What else would Rochelle give birth to?
Well, when Callus came out, you think they thought he was a baby?
No, I'm not a part of their family, and they would be normal in this hypothetical. B, how dare you?
What'd they say? Oh, my God, it's a grown man.
Harry came out in a minivan. He's driving a minivan out of his mom.
When
Nora came out, she turned 6 today. Happy birthday, Nora. We love you.
She was like an elephant or something?
No, she was purple and she was cone-headed. And I thought, holy sweet God, what is this thing? And the doc goes, because she was a surprise. We didn't know what gender she was going to be. Doc goes, would you like to tell your wife the gender of the baby? I said, I don't know. Is it from this earth?
Oh, man.
Conehead.
Conehead and purple?
Purple.
Yeah.
And they put her under the light or whatever,
yeah.
And she unpurplified.
Was she in NICU at all?
She was not, thank God.
Our Trey was in NICU.
Me
he
too.
Just turned 9. Yeah, that's tough. He was jaundiced and stuff.
Yeah.
They had to put him in that little incubator and stuff like that. Callus came out in a minivan. Reminds me, have you ever watched Family Guy?
Yes.
When Joe Swanson's had the kid that comes out with a wheelchair. Here comes Callus out in the minivan.
Callus, hello, mother. Would you like to play Jenga?
I actually frightened my parents when I was born.
Oh, yeah?
Shocking.
Well, no, because I wasn't breathing.
Oh,
gosh. Yeah, and I had to go to the NICU because my mom was under this anesthesia, and she was like half listening to the doctor, and she turned to my dad. She's like, what did he just say? My dad was like, oh, our son's being rushed to the emergency.
It all turned out okay. So, however, I would say that probably the lack of oxygen early can explain a lack of college football knowledge.
Wow. You want to know, as parents that have both been through this process, and Doran's going to go through it for the fourth time, right? It is the most... And people can relate driving around listening to our award-winning station right now.
Damn right.
That I don't think there's a moment in your life that has a more complex confluence of emotion. Excitement for the first one, fear, sad, but also elated, like crying, but happy.
Yes. These all describe me when I lost my virginity, by the way, but do go ahead.
I'll add on a daily basis. And then just like this little person is your, like they're a little you.
For in one moment, you don't know them. in the next moment, they're the most important thing in your entire life.
So did the doctor, or it may not have happened right away since you had a purple cone head. Did they say right away that, like, hey, they look like you, or they look like...
Not at all. Not at all.
So originally, they were like, oh, he looks just like you. And I looked over at my wife, and I wondered if she was like, damn it.
Crap. Shoot.
Screwed.
That's always a good feeling, though, as dad.
It is. When it looks like you. It vacillates, and it's amazing what people will say. Half the people think they look like you. Half think they look like your bride. Now, Doran's boys. Now, there's you can see some Rochelle in a few of them.
Absolutely.
I think, man, I don't want to get to the predictions too soon, but I think they're going to have a boy.
Well, here's a text. 9 pound, 13 ounce girl. If I understand what you're doing there. If you're 9 pounds, 13 ounces, you're 10 pounds. Okay?
It's true. There's no 13th ounce.
No, there's not. We were supposed to talk about Will Howard, and we will. But Doran's having a baby.
We will talk
today.
About Will Howard.
Yeah, sure. All right, let's make our predictions real quick while we're on it.
Okay.
I think the thing's going to be a moose.
The thing is going to... calling babies things.
I think this baby's coming out. It's going to be a girl, and it's going to be 11 pounds.
You said it's going to be a girl.
And 11 pounds, yeah.
Wouldn't you describe a person as a she then if you were going to say...
I think she'll be a girl.
You're just using the Make your prediction. And the animals.
Make your prediction, Harry.
Are we doing pounds and sex?
Yes.
9.5 pounds, and it will be of the female variety.
Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $200 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $200 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, Spread, Totals, Player Props.
$200 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In-app only.
Kevin Stefanski and Andrew Berry, do you think that they are good at what they do?
Yeah, I think so. Well, Stefanski, two-time coach of the year. Andrew Berry, I don't know. Do we blame the Haslams for the Deshaun Watson debacle?
The questions and the criticisms are more about ownership than anybody on the sideline or in the GM.
He's the head coach of a franchise owned by Jimmy Haslam, so who knows? If you put him in a more stable situation with a less volatile compound in the owner's box, maybe you'd get more.
The Ken Carmen Show with Anthony Lima on Apple Podcasts, Spotify, and wherever you get your podcasts.
Hey everyone, I'm Josh Radner, and I am so excited to tell you about How We Made Your Mother, a rewatch podcast looking back at How I Met Your Mother. And I'm here with Craig Thomas, who co-created the show along with Carter Bays. Hi, Craig.
Hey, Josh. Somehow it has been 20 years since the show premiered. I'm going to check the math on that. 10 years since it went off the air, and we thought that made this a perfect time to look back, see what the hell we did, and why the show still seems to resonate with fans around the world today.
Follow and listen to How We Made Your Mother wherever you get your podcasts.
Pat's over there crunching numbers.
I am.
He's looking at film.
No,
he's
I'm looking at
He's
Doran's.
Looking at Jax and Jet and Jace. You're projecting ahead.
I'm looking at Doran's stats from 2009. And I'm going to use that as the...
Look at you.
What?
I am. He was an All-American in 2009.
Oh, damn it. I'm an idiot. There's 16 ounces in a pound. I thought there were 12.
There you go. I went right along with it. So I think it's going to be 10 pounds, 8 ounces, the baby. I think it's going to be a boy. And I'm going to go with like 20 and a half on the length. I think they're having a boy. Length? I mean.
That's what you call it, Harry, the length. You don't call it height.
Yeah, they're generally laying down. Babies don't stand unless you were standing.
You can do it many different ways.
I think they're having a boy, man.
You're playing the odds there. I mean, just...
Doran's got his kids in a proverbial boot camp, you know, running hills. Can you imagine how much a girl would change him?
Oh, my God. Well, he's a big softy anyhow.
And now, I will say this. Pray for the first boy that tries to take that girl out.
Oh, my God.
Because they're going to show up to the Dickerson Haas
and he is going to play so many mind games with that kid because he don't care.
No.
He don't care. Like, I wouldn't say this in his company because it would give him too many. I'd be pumping him up too much. He's one of the few people I really never know what he's thinking. He can fool me.
Yes, me too.
He has a sick side to him, and I love it. I love it. It's not bad.
That first boy that shows up, he's gonna be wearing a Michael Myers mask.
He's gonna get poked. He's gonna get noogied.
You know what he may do? He may just walk out with his shirt off.
Oh yeah.
Get a pump in. Mm-hmm. Just come right out, and like, all right, so let's go in the back.
You want to take my daughter to prom?
Yeah, fight me.
Get me on the ground.
You got to fight me first. And he'll look at him dead in the eye and he'll say, you got to fight me first.
Or they'll do pool Olympics or something. They'll put bricks in his shoes and say, if you can swim out of this pool, you get to take my daughter. Here you go.
Texter writes in, you guys have kids and you're guessing these ridiculous weights. Baby won't be over 8 pounds. My daughter was 9 pounds.
I was 9 pounds out of the gate. Somebody that was 10 pounds.
You know, it's sad to admit, I forget.
I'm not great with it either. I know my daughter was born at 551.
Yeah, both my boys were relatively early. Trey was really early. So they didn't have a chance to, you know, their gestational age was young.
Yes.
This one's gone to the end of the fourth quarter.
Oh, it's fourth quarter.
We're near an overtime here.
Sweet Caroline was playing a couple of weeks ago.
Yeah. It's going to be a boy, though. It's going to be a big boy. If it's a girl, God help that young man. That comes to take her to a date. There's some people in South Fayette right now that just had young boys that are like quivering because they're like, oh boy, my son might take the Dickerson girl to prom.
We got, and by we, I mean me, I got absolutely lambasted on the text line here for not knowing how many ounces are in a pound. I'm getting absolutely shredded here. I just destroyed.
16 ounces in a pound.
You know what? I blame what we got going on over here. Do they do pounds in overseas?
Kilograms, I think.
I think they do kilograms. Much easier to figure out.
Not really. I think you're making a horrible excuse. Now, I went along with you, which is a mistake. I should never, Callis, you got to help me. I should never co-sign with him on anything.
No, you shouldn't, especially math related.
Because Crowley will sound really confident, and then he'll be like, oh, wait, and then he'll be wrong. And that happens 96% of the time. That's a stat that I've been keeping track of.
Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
Kevin Stefanski and Andrew Berry, do you think that they are good at what they do?
Yeah, I think so. Well, Stefanski, two-time coach of the year. Andrew Berry, I don't know who. Do we blame the Haslams for the Deshaun Watson debacle?
The questions and the criticisms are more about ownership than anybody on the sideline or in the GM.
He's the head coach of a franchise owned by Jimmy Haslam, so who knows? If you put him in a more stable situation with a less volatile compound in the owner's box, maybe you'd get more.
The Ken Carmen Show with Anthony Lima on Apple Podcasts, Spotify, and wherever you get your podcasts.
Hey everyone, I'm Josh Radner, and I am so excited to tell you about How We Made Your Mother, a rewatch podcast looking back at How I Met Your Mother. And I'm here with Craig Thomas, who co-created the show along with Carter Bays. Hi, Craig.
Hey, Josh. Somehow it has been 20 years since the show premiered. I'm going to check the math on that. 10 years since it went off the air, and we thought that made this a perfect time to look back, see what the hell we did, and why the show still seems to resonate with fans around the world today.
Follow and listen to How We Made Your Mother wherever you get your podcasts.